With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden and former President Trump are preparing for their first debate this coming Thursday. Biden's been meeting with advisors at Camp David. Trump held a rally in Philadelphia Saturday and spoke to a gathering of Christian conservatives in the nation's capital, organized by the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Candidates are making their final push ahead of Tuesday's primary in New York's hotly contested 16th congressional district. Congressman Jamal Bowman fighting to keep his seat against Westchester County Executive George Latimer. Israel-Hamas war is front and center. A Michigan County Sheriff's deputy is fatally shot while pursuing a stolen vehicle in Detroit. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says Bradley Reckling was on duty in an unmarked car following a 2022 Chevy Equinox.
One of the detectives was behind the vehicle, located the vehicle, at which point the vehicle suddenly stopped. Again, this is all preliminary. This is what we believe happened at this point. Since it's an unmarked car, there's not dash cam or things like that. The car suddenly stopped. Individuals exited that stolen vehicle and opened fire on our deputy. It was an ambush.
Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard at a news conference on WXYZ-TV. Also at SRNnews.com, while much of the country deals with heat, flooding's affecting some of the Plain States. Rock Valley, Iowa Mayor Kevin Van Otterloos says residents had to be evacuated using tractors and boats.
People were going on the roofs because the current was getting too strong. But till Sioux City Rescue got here, the governor had ordered a helicopter to come in to airlift people out. But by the time they could get that here, all the way from Des Moines, it was we had the high-speed boats here, and they could fight the current, and we did get everybody off the roofs.
This is SRN News. Walmart goes all in on gay pride. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The massive retailer is heavily promoting its LGBT items to celebrate June as Gay Pride Month. The Walmart website features hundreds of individual LGBT products, including a T-shirt that reads, quote, "Some people are gay, get over it." The retailer has also released an ad featuring a number of homosexual designers. The American Family Association is urging Christians to sign a petition asking Walmart to stop promoting pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. The Biden-Trump campaigns hope to highlight their opponents' weaknesses at Thursday night's presidential debate.
For Donald Trump, he plans to use this week's debate to hit Joe Biden hard on immigration and inflation. Polls show that both topics are top issues for Americans. He's also expected to question the president's physical and cognitive fitness for office. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden will continue to issue warnings about the future of democracy under another Trump administration, and the president also plans to make a case for abortion rights. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some Republicans are calling on President Biden to take a drug test before that debate. In an interview with Fox, Texas Congressman Ronny Jackson said he wrote a letter to the White House demanding the president be tested for performance-enhancing drugs. He cited Biden's fiery State of the Union speech, saying the president was in rare form and may have been on something. More details at srnnews.com.